Welcome to episode 40, my interview with Emeka Nwafor, product executive, husband, father of two, and my very dear brother. I am Nkechi Nwafor Robinson. Welcome to the Own Your Thrive podcast, an 846 episode. Following the brazen and unjust murder of George Floyd at the hands of an officer who was sworn to protect, I was knocked off my thrive. And as the host of a podcast that's all about thriving, I realized the toll it's taken for me as a Black woman to have found my thrive and to stay there in a world that sees my color as a lethal weapon and in many places not worthy of the basic human rights. So I invite you to listen to my guest, a person of color, who expresses what the significance and symbolism of having a knee to the neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds means to them. Their full interview will follow in the next episode. You know, in this moment, if you could talk about what that 8:46 really represents for you.
So before I talk about me, and I don't know if they'll hear it or someone who's connected is hearing it, but I want to express my deepest sympathies for the family of George Floyd, his child, his friends, everyone who knew him, for his senseless and unnecessary death, completely and totally unnecessary, right? And that whole... You said, how do I feel about it as a Black man? I think where it hit me was as a father. Mm. And George Floyd's death was a gut punch. It was a gut punch because this has been going on for as long as I can remember. And we could talk about different levels of it, right? We could talk about, you know, this conversation that's starting about, you know, structural racism or systematic racism, whatever you want to call it. And then there's this other conversation about police brutality, right? And then there's a broader conversation about just humanity. And the George Floyd thing. So before I talk about George Floyd, this, excuse my language, you'll have to edit this out, right? But this shit happens every day. It happens every day at multiple levels, right? And we all know about it. And you've got, you know, Black parents, you know, all over North America and potentially in other parts of the world who are just, you know, have the additional burden, right, of coaching their children on how to, you know, reduce the likelihood, right, that they put themselves in that situation, right? Whether it be the company they keep, or they dress, the neighborhoods they go to, all of that, right? Like, it's just, the shit happens, right? But what broke my heart about this time was we're in the middle of a global pandemic, right? We're in the middle of something that anyone who's living right now has not seen before, right? That it's just, we've got no answer for it, despite all of our technological prowess, all, you know, there's no answer for it right now. And in the midst of that, with cameras on, this officer kneeled on another human being's, forget about Black, kneeled on another human being's neck. Right. And even the reporting, like if you look at the early reporting of it, people were saying it was like, well, it was over 7 minutes. Right. And then it was like, it was over 8 minutes. It was 8 minutes and 46 seconds, which is closer to 9 minutes. That's a very long time. Right. And so to answer your question, right, what went through my head or how I felt or what it meant to me was that I realized that, first of all, we've been fortunate in life, but I haven't done anywhere near enough to make a better world for my kids so that they don't have to deal with this. And that we were all just, you know, plodding along, doing our stuff, and, you know, focusing on our issues and things like that, and only got our level, right? And we kind of felt, right, that the stuff was still out there, but I guess we kind of hoped that it might have been going away, but we all knew that it hadn't gone away until, you know, we sat there on every television platform and social media platform and watched this poor man have his life taken. So 846, to answer your question, what it means to me, it was a reminder that we have a responsibility, and no one's going to take care of this for us, but we've got a responsibility to make a better world for our kids.
Now, if you can finish the sentence, what the world needs now is?
The world right now needs to focus on the things that we share versus the things that we feel separate us or differentiate us.
That's a good one. Tune in to the next episode for the full interview.